Andrea and I toured Washington, D.C. for a day when McKenna was just a baby, years ago. We pushed her around in the stroller as we saw the sights. We stood on the sidewalk in front of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and looked at the White House. We watched the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We visited the Vietnam Wall and walked wide-eyed through the Smithsonian. But before we left town, there was one more place on our list. We wanted to see the Lincoln Memorial. I pulled out our trusty map of D.C., and we headed toward the Lincoln Memorial. On the map, there was a pool of water in front of it. So I looked toward it. I saw the pool of water in front, just like the map read. But this pool of water wasn't as long and thin as the map showed. It was more like a diamond shape. They must have printed the map wrong. We started all the way around that diamond-shaped pool toward President Lincoln. We were exhausted from walking and pushing the stroller all day, but we were almost there. As we got closer, I noticed one more difference. This president was standing. Now, unless Lincoln came to life, we were at the wrong memorial. And as we got closer, we realized we were standing right in front of the Jefferson Memorial, 2.8 long miles away. Andrea wisely hailed a taxi, and we rode to see President Lincoln. When we return to D.C. one day, and we will pay, even if we have to pay handsomely, but we will pay for a guided tour. Good day to all you Simplify listeners. You are listening to L.J. Harry, and you're listening to Who Needs Hobab on Simplify. Moses was leading his merry millions through the wilderness on their way to the Promised Land. He had never been there before, but fret not, fearless leader. God was his guide. God guided them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. All Moses had to do was follow God. That's why it surprised me when Moses begged his brother-in-law Hobab to help guide them. Hobab knew the wilderness much better than Moses because he was from there. So Moses asked him to stay to guide Israel. "Please don't leave us," Moses pleaded. "You know the places in the wilderness where we should camp. Come, be our guide. If you do, we'll share with you all the blessings the Lord gives us." That's Numbers 10:31-32. But if anybody didn't need anybody, Moses didn't need anybody. Or to say it like we used to say it, Moses didn't need nobody. But the pressure was mounting on Moses to lead Israel to the Promised Land. But God was guiding them. "Not even I could get lost. Just follow the cloud by day and the fire by night. When the cloud moves, move where the cloud moves. When the fire moves, move where the fire moves." Having God guide them would be like having the president pardon a parking ticket. Who needs anybody else? Who needs Hobab? Moses thought he did. There's nothing worse than apologizing to more than a million hangry people for getting lost. I get nervous whenever somebody's following me through town that a traffic light is going to catch them and we're not going to be able to communicate and they're not going to know where they are and I got them lost. But Hobab grew up in Midian. He knew the safe neighborhoods and he knew the roll up the windows and lock the doors parts of town. Hobab would steer them clear of danger. Although Moses had a face-to-face relationship with God, he still wanted another person who had walked where he had not yet walked. That may be one reason he begged his brother-in-law Hobab to be his guide. A few weeks ago, I was in a situation and I didn't know what I was going to do concerning it. I prayed for direction because God is my guide. And I called a pastor who had walked where I was about to walk to ask him what he did and what I should do. I didn't know it then, but I was calling Hobab. We both pray. We both read the Bible. But he had been through what I was about to go through, and I knew he would steer me clear of danger, and he did. I hope the Word of God is your map and God is your guide, but we still need Hobab. There's nothing wrong with asking another man or woman of God who has walked where we have not yet walked, what they did and what we should do. If their turn-by-turn direction steer you away from the Word of God, don't listen. But if they don't, listen. No matter how long you've been walking with God, someone has been walking longer and someone has been walking closer. When you don't know what to do, pray. Talk to God. Read the Bible. Study the directions. And if you still need to, pick up your phone and talk to Hobab. Who needs Hobab? Everybody needs Hobab. Would you pray with me right now? Let's ask the Lord if there's someone in your life that you want to ask to be a Hobab for you, that God would give you that courage to ask them. And if there's someone in your life calling on you to be a Hobab for them, to help guide them through some unfamiliar territory, pray the Lord would give you direction on what you need to do to help them to walk where you've already walked. Lord Jesus, I thank you. You're guiding us. There's no greater guide than you. You know everything. You know everywhere we're supposed to go. You know everything we're supposed to do. Thank you, God, for guiding us. But thank you for giving us Hobab. Thank you for giving us mentors, for giving us pastors, for giving us people in our lives who will lead us where we ought to go and tell us where we ought to walk and how we ought to walk, especially when we don't know where or how. I ask you, Lord, help us both to be and to have a Hobab. I pray, Jesus, help us to guide others and help us to minister to and bless each other. Thank you for those who have walked ahead of me and for those who are walking behind me. Help me to have and to be a Hobab in this life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I hope this episode has helped you. This text really just jumped out to me when I was reading it a couple of weeks ago. And I've called, quite frankly, I called several people in my life who are a Hobab for me. And I ran this by them and I asked them the question, is there something here or am I just stretching? And they all listened to me and they all asked me questions about this. And they all agreed that, as the scripture says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So I want to thank all the Hobabs in my life, all the men and women of God who have guided me and helped me and given me turn-by-turn directions when I didn't know what to do and based those directions in the Word of God, because that is their map. Some of the songs we sing, I don't like them. There's one song we used to sing, or I've heard sung, that says, me and Jesus got our own thing going. We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about. But I think we do. I think we need a Hobab to help us when we don't know what to do. So I hope this episode has blessed you. If so, would you call a Hobab or text them and tell them about this episode, tell them about the podcast, or call somebody who you've been a Hobab for and tell them about the episode of the podcast? Also, tell them about the Devotional Simplify. That's where this podcast launched. It's a 52-week devotional that you can pick up at PentecostalPublishing.com, available in print or Kindle. And as I mentioned to you last week, we just crested 30,000 downloads. So thank you to all those faithful Simplify listeners out there. When I looked at the month of July, I am pleased to say that most of the downloads came from the state of Ohio, where I'm from, so my Buckeye States, all those showing love for Simplify here in Ohio, thank you so much. But I am also pleased to let you know that only 13 less came from California. A close second place for the most Simplify downloads in July came from California. 418 from Ohio, 405 from California. So I'm going to issue this challenge. I would like to see if more Buckeyes or more Golden Staters listen to podcasts and download Simplify in the month of August. Will it be Ohio or California, or will we have a dark horse that comes and sneaks up and takes first place? It's on from August 1st to the 31st. Which state will have the most Simplify downloads during this month? This ought to be fun. And if you're from those two states, Ohio, California, would you comment on the podcast? You can comment on Podbean, you can comment on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You might be able to comment on MySpace, but probably not. But you can comment on it, and then I may even give you a shout out here on the show as a thanks for being a loyal Simplify listener. In case you are domiciled north of the border, right now Ontario has the most downloads in July, and New Brunswick came in at a kind of close but kind of distant second. So we can keep it going here in North America, not only in these United States, but also in our friends up in the north and the provinces of Canada. So we'll keep it going here in North America. Next week, I want to share with you a devotion called Misunderstood Motive. It deals with why we do what we do. I'm looking forward to that. And always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.